We are learning Masechta Shchul and Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph. We are starting on the top of the Amud, 2 lines from the top, Toshima. We had a memra from Rav Nachman that what our Mishnah says, that Ad Ke'iser is a kosher, until the trachea, the gageras, the kona as a whole, the size of the iser, it's kosher. So what about if it's the size of the iser itself? So Rav Nachman said, iser is like yesem iser. Iser itself is treifa, just like more than an iser. So it sounds like he learns that ad, v'loy ad b'chlal. It says ad g'iser and tol iser. It sounds like he darshens the word ad, he learned the word ad to mean always, ad loy ad b'chlal. And we have a kasha through a few different places. So right now we're in the middle of a kasha where we have a kli cheres that starts off as a bigger kli, and now it gets smaller, it gets broken. So until what size is it still considered a kli? So it depends on how big it starts off. The first part of Mishnah said if it starts off the size of a lug, that as long as it can hold a little bit of oil, that's enough. Then says Toshima, milug at saw. If the original keli was from the lug until saw, that size, so then you have to be left over with at least berevius, at least berevius. And we're assuming milug at saw would mean like this, that saw is the same thing as less than a saw, which means you still could be, you still could, revius still enough. You don't need a half a lug. Revius still enough. So my lav saw kilamata. So you see, ad saw means including a saw. Ad va'ad v'chlal. So it's kasha Rav Nachman lo, you saw kilamayla. Saw is takalam more, and saw have a din. You need at least chati lug to be left over. Like the next case, toshma misaw va'ad sasayim v'chati lug. You have to at least have a lug. My lav sasayim kilamata. Two saw is like less than two saw, which means it's enough with a half a lug. Sasayim is, you need it like lamailo, which would mean a whole lug, a full lug. That's what you need left over. So basically, we got out of all these questions so far on Rav Nachman. Now we have a big hash about Tanya, we're into the Brisa. So lug is kilamato, not like we just answered. See, we had a bunch of cases. Ad lug, ad saw, ad sasayim. Rav Brisa says, no, lug is kilamato. Lug, ad lug means that lug is like less. It's enough with a sichas, a k'day sichas katan. And sa'ah is kilamata. Sa'ah is enough with a revius, because sa'ah is like lamata, and the Brisa says. And sasayim is kilamata. All not like Rav Nachman. First, that it goes kilamata. It's ad va'ad b'chlal. So it's a kasha Rav Nachman. And fit the Gemara, hosom l'chumra. The way Tosis is, tiny Tosis on the bottom of Amud says, it's hashta choyzibah makom hashtir. It's havakmei ella. Ella, Rav Nachman never says va'ad v'loya b'chlal. Rav Nachman says you always go l'chumra. It's not clear what ad means. We're not sure. You always go l'chumra. Hosom l'chumra. There, by the tumah, we go l'chumra. That as long as it, you know, ad so, when as long as you have a k'day sichas katan, or by ad sasayim, as long as you have a revius, then it would be considered a that would be considered enough to be makabel tumah. Whatever the case is there, the ad. The ad l'chumra will make that it's enough to makabel tumah because it's a chumra. Masha'ink in our Mishnah, we were saying a treifa, what's go l'chumra? We say a iser is a treifa, it's a chumra. We always go l'chumra, that's what we do. So our Mishnah is saying ad lo'ya b'chlal ko, it's a chumra, to say the iser is a treifa. Masha'ink by the ad lug was saying that it's a chumra that b'kabal tomo, even if it's a sikhas katan. So you always go l'chumra. Hosom l'chumra, damra avol rav yechron, kol shi'urei chachamim l'hachma, all chachamim shi'urim, you always go l'chumra. Chutz mekegris shal ksamim l'hakel. Besides for one exception, the halach is that if an isha sees dam without her hargosha, she doesn't feel it coming out, or she doesn't know where it came from. So if it's the shear of a gris, so it says that if it's a shear gris, it's still tahira. Only if it's more than a gris is a tamei. The shear gris, we assume that it could be from a macholis, from an ant, from a little bug. And more than that, is when we're machmer. So it comes out that shear is lahakel. Kegris is lahakel. You need more than a gris in order to become tameh. So that's the only time you find the shear chachamim where it's the kula. The gris is still the kula. Not the gris is not tameh yet. More than a gris is tameh. So kashurim lahakel. Kotu kishoksam lahakel. And they can now bring a right to shoshtu katayra. The ketani aleha dahi. We had also the first case of the tashma by Kalim was a shayla of how long the rope is. So he said that it says the chevel hayotze, it says until chamisha, it's tahira. So my lav gemara says chamisha kilamata, loy chamisha kilamayla, because we wanted to say that like Rav Nachman says loy avachla chamisha kilamayla would actually be Tomei, and then it says Meheva Asara, because one Asara is Taira, it says Maila Asara Kilamata Loi Asara Kilamaila. And there we answer that Asara would take a bit Taira, Tahar there. Why? Because we said it always Loi Ad Bechlal. When they want to bring a Rai from a price, they always go to Chumra. The Ekanami, the Ketani Aladahi, Chamisha, by five Tvachim is Kilamaila, that's Kilamaila. There will be like more than five. And it will makabel tum. Asara will be kilamata. So you have the same word ad, and we change by ad chamisha, it's loyad bechlal. And by asara, it's ad bechlal. Because we're always going to chumra, and we're saying that's makabel tum, because makabel tum is the chumra. So the bottom line is, there's no rule ad bechlal, bechlal by these shurim. Everything goes to chumra. And that's part of our mishnah, ad kisser, because the chumra is to say that isser itself will be a treifa. Going back to the Mishnah, where it says that our Mishnah said Elu Kasheirois, so what's kosher? And Mishnah says Nitil Hatachol, if the spleen is removed completely, so the halach is that it's kosher. They can live without a spleen. Omar Rav Avira, Vashmei de Rava, Loi Shonu, the spleen is like this little, it's a little piece of, it looks like a piece of skin actually, but it's a thick piece, very thick piece that sits on the stomach. It's a piece of fat skin that sits on the stomach as a tchoil, the spleen. So Amar Rav Avira, Mishmei de Rava, Lo Yishonu El Anitel. This halacha is only if it's removed. If it's you open up the behemoth, there's no tchoil there, it's kosher. Our nikiv, if you have the spleen with a hole in it, it's a treifa. Why? Rash later on says the reason is because it has a hole, so it could cause it to get more sick and sick. A hole is a sign of something wrong, there's some kind of disease here, and that could spread and make the behemoth a treifa. So nitel is better than nikev. It says in a brayse like this. Talking about if you have a behemoth, you stuck your hand into the behemoth while the behemoth was alive, and you cut off a piece of the uber and you left it inside the stomach. Then afterwards you shechted the behemoth. We know when you shechted the behemoth, everything inside the behemoth is kosher to eat, including that piece of the uber that's already severed from the uber. Still, it's mutter to eat. But if you cut something off of the behemoth itself and leave it inside, you're not allowed to eat that tchoil and kloyos. That does not go into the shechita because it's drashus. We darshan that anything in the behemoth from the uber, it says mekol hasher, mekol ba behemoth techelu. Anything in the behemoth you can eat. But we also darshan oisot techelu, it has to be shlema. So some, if you cut off something from the behemoth itself and you leave it inside, that will not be mutter v'achila with the shechita. But it's mashma. The tchol you cut off won't be mutter v'achila, but the behemah itself will be mutter v'achila. So that's mashma. Only the tchol, ha behemah gufa sharia. The pella is, you just cut the tchol off. Cutting the tchol is like nikav tchol. You didn't cut the whole thing, huh? You cut off a piece of the tchol. Piece of the spleen. Yes. It says, min ha-tchol. Min ha-tchol min ha-tchol. You cut off a piece of the tchol min ha-tchol, and you left it inside. That's also v'achila. It's mashma ha behemah gufa sharia. So you see, the nikov atchoil would be kosher. Who had, so more, yeah, that's the kosher. And think more, who had in the fill of Amenam Yasir? That's Amenam Yasir, so I'll trade for. The reason why it says it this way, I did the Tana Resha Mutaba Achila, since the Resha says that the Chatichim Uber is Mutaba Achila, Tana Nam is safe, also Achila, but really, the whole Behem is also Achila in such a case. Echadam. A Nikov Lachod Venechta Lachod. A Nikov is different than cutting. Different than cutting. Because nikav again is it causes disease and it goes further and further and makes the whole behemoth sick. Mashenkin, if you cut it off, it wouldn't have the same effect. And therefore, even the Mandiyamo says that nikav is a problem, but chaticha or nechtach will not be a problem. Only a nikav will be a problem. Zochte Gemara Vayit, Zen the Mishnah, nitlua kloyos. If the kidneys were removed, and listen to yesterday's shiur, what we said over with the Matzias, how it can live without kidneys. So nitlua kloyos. It says it's kosher. Om rachas rav papa shmei de rav. That's only if it's nitlu akloyos, but loksa b'kolyachas, if it gets a disease, and even one kolya, and kavachem are two kolyas, but like Rav speaks out. But even one kolya gets a disease, you know, every behemah has two kidneys, so even if one kidney gets a disease, treifa, it's a treifa. Amri ma rava, who the moti lakusa, it's only if that disease reaches lemokoyim, and tapon beis, now lemokoyim chritz. Only if it reaches the makom of the charitz. What's the makom of charitz? Vehicha makom of charitz. Lechivro de tusi masti. That means if you look at a kidney, as you go into the kidney, there's a bunch of white fat there. And that's what we're talking about. The white fat that's under the loins is in the kidney. You cut open a kidney, you'll see inside, on the top of the kidney, right near the pipe, is a bunch of white fat. So the disease has to reach that part in order to be considered a trefa. Omram Nechunya, Shalitul Kula Trefari de Marava, I asked all the Moiri Arois who pass it on trefas in Marava, Va'amri Li, and they told me, Marava Zeret Shal, Va'amri Li, Hilkasa Karakash Ba Papa. We pass it like Rakash Ba Papa that Kolya Shalakza is a problem, but less Hilkasa Karavaviro. We don't pass the Karavaviro holes that a hole in the Tchal, a hole in the spleen is a problem. So it means, we pass in that a disease in the kliya is a problem, even though nitla klayis is mutter, but a disease is a problem. By the trial, we don't pass the garavir that a hole in the trial is a problem. And the garavir nami loy amar el bekulshe. And this thing we said not we don't pass the garavir is only the loy. We only say that there's no nayalacha is only el bekulshe, only if the hole is in the thin part. Avasumche treifa. Now, every spleen is thin on one end, and it gets thicker as it goes down. It gets much thicker. So in the thick part, if it has a hole in it, then we'll agree it is a trefa. We'll agree to Rav Avira. If there's a needle in the bottom part, the fat part, and you still have, didn't go through it through, it's still left over a thickness of a dinazov, then it is kosher. Then the tchol will be kosher. So that's what's coming out, that there is a little bit validity to Rav Avira when it's in the fat part, the thick part of the tchol, and it does not leave over, it didn't resolve, it goes through and through, it doesn't leave over, a thickness didn't resolve, then it'll be a trefa. Amri Marava, kol ha-poisel, bereya, kosher v'kulya. All the things that pasel bereya, there are some things really, that the pasel bereya, kosher v'kulya. How do we know that? What are we referring to when we say that something that's possible reya is kosher v'kulya? So rei nekev, the smallest hole is possible reya, the kosher v'kulya, and by a kulya, a kidney, a hole will be kosher. Now, how do you know that? Where do you know that a hole in a kulya is kosher? We have a lux of a kulya is a problem. Who told you kosher v'kulya? So you can look at the Gemara to see if they say pshat, but Be'etzem is the first Gemara. That's kosher v'kulya. Almost come out first to Gemara. The Gemara on Daf Nun Dalim Aleph says that Rav Papa Ba Abba Rishpa Mochu b'kulya v'katli used to hit in the kidney and kill it. So there, it could be from there. You see, Chari used the chetz. Rashi says used a thorn, gave it a good clap, and made a hole in it. And still, it says over there, it's not a treifa. Could be that's the raya to this shaila. I think the article says that they just have, like have a tradition maybe about this, but it's a Gemara 2 blot ago, Pashtus. What it says there, what well, okay, still be Gemara? Huh? No. The said.
No
Makar. No Makar, it's Osir. Okay, but I haven't called that's Mutter. Makar is Mutter, I'll go upon him, so that's what's happened. Reya, we know, apostle, neck of the problem. By Kulya, it's Kosher, Kavuy in the Gemara, and Daphne Dalam and Aleph, or because the Gemara, or no Gemara ever says that's Osir. But Kosher came Hecha. V'choskin hecha the kosher v'reya, kosher v'kolya. And v'choskin hecha the kosher v'reya, kosher v'kolya. And we're making a diak now. And if ma'adach psulim by the reya, a kosher by a kidney, of course, if it's kosher by a reya, it'll be kosher by the kolya. That's a diak we're making. If something's kosher by a reya, which is more chomer, of course, it's kosher by a kolya. Maskarav tachumah, it's not true, v'cholu. V'rei mugla, pas, the kosher v'reya. If you find a blister on the reya with pus in it, the lacha is that's kosher. The Gemara said before that such a case is kosher on daf memches. Masha'enke by koyu, we just said lakusa is a problem. Possible koyu. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two is very mayim zakim the ksherim hachav alcha and clear water in the blister. Both cases are kosher. So what's the kasha? What's the second kasha? Zog Rashi lo yadana my kusha. I don't know what the kasha is. Comes Taisvis, he says like this. Pirsha kuntur is lo yadana my kusha v'yashloim alachi perusha. When it has clear water, the osi machmas lakusa that comes from a disease, v'ksherim b'kolya, v'legaminim mugdolun afam pas. Then kain endam chayv zozu. It's just not a proof that you don't compare things to each other. And don't make a diak, something that's kosher b'reya, sure kosher b'kolya. Of course, first of all, I see it's not true, by these pas bubbles, it's different. And also, by mayim itself, you see by kolya, it's kosher. So Elamai, Elamai Rav Ashi, Treifas Kamadam Zodi. You're comparing Treifas to each other. Don't compare them. In Eimrim Treifas Zudem Zuzu. You don't compare one Treifas to another Treifas. So Ray, Choytcha Mekan. If you cut a foot of an animal Mekan, Umeis will die. The Choytcha Mekan Mechaisa, which means even higher up, it's safer for the animal to get cut off higher than the Shoymes Agidim. There's a part of one of the knees that have a bunch of ligaments there. If you cut that, it'll die. If you cut above it, it won't die. So you see, you don't compare Treifas to each other. Or Mayim Zakim Ksherim. Yeah, because that's why I say you don't compare. Mayim Zakim Ksherim Lemaron. That the way he said that clear water in a blister is kosh Lemaron El Tzili. Only if it's clear. Avakiri, if it's dirty, if it's dark, Treifa. Tzili Nami, even if it's clear, Nami Lemaron El Sariach. If it's not spoiled, I have a Sariach. If it's spoiled, then it'll be Treifa. Then it'll be a Treifa. Sariach probably means it smells. Then the halacha is that it's Treifa. Now, lastly, Akul Yoshek Tino. The avakoya got shriveled, got smaller. Start off the right side, got smaller. Bedaka ad kapul, and begasa ad kanava benis. By a behemadaka, it has till a p, less than a p already, it's not going to be kosher, it'll be a treifa. And by gasa, until a small grape. And like the Rosh speaks out in Simim Memhei, speaks out like this, the Rosh speaks out, that the kapul kanava is treifa. That size itself is a treifa, like I always say the chumrah. The loshen shektina mashva shahoysa gadel vektina got smaller. The nikah asarim kaima. It looks like it's smaller. Ava katana b'teladasa ksheira. If it's born with a small kidney, that's even less than a pea. It's not a problem. Only if it got smaller and you can tell it got smaller, then that is a case where it will be a treifa.